Stevens, he doesn't get any of you that you can read more from that. The task at hand here for weeks gone by very quickly. And thus, he's come back to the evening for the question.
The month of November, you have a year has gone by so quickly.
As well, we talk also about this or these are people that are attractive.
And we often say that being thankful for your attitude every day of our lives.
And the main thing about seeing you is that always to be exalted in the top of the happy that's holding.
But every year, as we come to this month of November, we want to put practice again about this being thankful. Someone said that for you to cultivate a habit, it takes about 2 to 3 weeks. And a year has gone by, so if we really wanted to cultivate the spirit of thanksgiving, we should have cultivated
already.
A lot of times we feel that we fall short before the Lord because we're growing so slowly. There are so many principles, so many doctrines we hear over and over, but it is not yet the Word becoming flesh in
our lives.
And the things of the spirit, the spiritual realms, the spiritual blessings that we long for, the seeds of some passing of time has not become a reality in us. I pray that the Lord will really stir within our hearts a desire to really grow. May we were in Germany, and the brother who received us, we had a meal together. He really wanted to be one of the 60 students, and he is one of them now. He said in China, you often see people who are playing on chess under a tree. And he was standing and watching for
chess.
And he discovered that this little child, he only learned how to play for about 3 years. He beat a gentleman who was in his 60s. And these elderly gentlemen, they've been playing for decades. But all they knew of those moves, and he never grew out of those movie moves that they know. And this little kid, and he will learn, and improve himself. And in 3 years, he's beaten those who's been playing for 60, 70 years. And this is the reason why the Lord says those who are behind shall be first. Not that anyone who is last will be first. But we thank you, are we really serious as we walk into the journey? Starting 2004, she led us into this act of praising the Lord on the month of November. And we're coming to the seventh year. And so if a good habit can be cultivated in 3 weeks, we have 7 years. I pray that this year, as we talk about Thanksgiving again, our ears are not going dull when we're saying, oh, I'm listening to
this.
But we are all very diligent and serious. We say, Lord, help us to learn. The topic of today is the beginning of Thanksgiving and everything is
Thank you.
It doesn't matter who you're sitting next to, turn to that person, look at each other in the eyes. She admires and yearns to be one of us who are able to actually open up the fashion of this stupid song. I ask that each and every one of us, we're not just sitting here trying to appreciate it, but seriously, sometimes I guess you do, I pray the heart that we will come and open our handbooks and sing a song between you and Jesus. The angels are inclined and listen, and they will echo with their hearts. Our God is wonderful. He is worthy of our thanksgiving. And all our when we talk about thanksgiving, we begin to look at the realities of our lives. But the one thing that we want to be thankful of the most is our wonderful Savior, Jesus. Without His law, without His salvation, none of us would be sitting here today. Let us sing a song that we are the sons of our doom, and we're doomed for how two men in two separate ways. And then we may call God our Father. It's very difficult for me now to thread the needle without glasses. Some of the younger ones probably just don't do it. The eye of the needle is very small. And then all of a sudden you hear this voice in heaven and says, anyone who's willing to believe in Jesus Christ, the very moment you're passing by and then you realize, I can't get through it, and you cry out to Jesus, you pass through that door, separated from that, the gift of fire, which you give thanks to. We really ponder the salvation that Christ has accomplished in our lives. And you will no longer complain because you saw the fire in 1975 while someone was driving a brand new car. And you won't complain if you have a cell phone that is made in 1996 and someone else has one that's made in 2011. The reason why I say that is because the cell phone that I still use in China is the one that I bought back in 1996.
Okay.
And we wouldn't not be able to swallow our breaths because of these small
matters.
Our salvation alone can cause us to be thankful.
for the rest of our life. 但是今天的问题就在于我们没有把我们所蒙的恩真正的举起来。
We haven't really registered or allowed this reality of the salvation word of Christ to be real in our hearts and our
minds.
So we speak of this His grace, salvation, we come to break bread, we have actually no dealing with it. And we say thankful, and then our response would be, what is it for me to be thankful for? I've been unemployed this whole time.
为什么好可怜的你看我最近生病?
And what is it for me to be thankful for? I've been sick this whole time.
为什么你活得这么老是你一生岁好完成岁月?
Doesn't matter how old you become if you're 1,000 years old.
怎么去跟永恒相比呢?
You cannot compare with eternity.
帮助我们脱离永死，把我们带进永恒。
The cross has delivered us from eternal death. And brought us to eternal life.
You know, we have
to pray God. But we
should not pray this. It's
being faithful should be something that is very natural, not something that someone requires of you. If you taste of this goodness, you know how great it is.
At the same time, it's just a moment that we're praying for you long.
So we are reminded that we're people that is. Very easily forget to be
thankful.
And a lot of times, for us to be vigilant in giving thanks, what's your excuse? What? So, you have a excuse, it's an additional self-care you should do. And to be vigilant means you need to be alert at all times.
Of course, the clue
is you need to be alert. You've not got a lot to do without it to get on any given day, but you mindfully set your mind to it.
Yeah, you can show you.
Because unknowingly, we discover that we not only not get thanks, but we begin to complain.
But this is not putting in the
scripture says not only to be vigilant in thanksgiving, but in all things give thanks. But if you treat thanksgiving as something that you really do, And more importantly, it is the pathway to glorify God. So we look at these verses as surpassed what I can really express with my word. Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 17.
Let's
read together. So, brothers and sisters, when we really understand the grace of God in our lives, any time we are mindful of it, we should stop giving thanks.
This is also the truth of the Bible.
The writer of the book of Hebrews says that if we neglect such great salvation, how shall we escape?
就是从圣经有一种很重要的方法之一，就叫做读史。然后，关于媒体，我们采用的是神的圣经，是圣经的圣经。他从圣经查圣经中的恩典，grace，and
looked at this word, wisdom, the word grace.
If you're just preparing mentally, you're just basically preparing a piece of paper. 我们的弟兄整理整理整理以后，他没有办法，他放下笔头了，马上手里给你传福音。
As he was preparing and he was gathering the words of grace, he got to the point where he was so joyous, he ran out to the street to share the gospel.
他越懂得觉得上帝要跟别人分享。
The more he used it, this is grace that I share with someone.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，英文这个词真好啊！英文的感恩叫什么？
The word thanksgiving is
thanksgiving， 他把答案讲出来了。
Thanksgiving
里面真正的感恩就包括这两件事情。
To be thankful and
thankful
in words.
Thanks. And the feeling.
One was nice, the other one's good.
Just super good.
You need to give thanks to God.
But it's a full show.
It's a many things.
And we're measuring
thanks.
How we all can sit back and sit back and sit back.
And thank you. And someone who understands thanksgiving will overflow. And receives grace, and gives grace, and gives thanks.
Gives thanks.
Flattero and just thanks back up to God. I'm a student that's been really hopeful. Good to see you. Who, and in the last days, but your blessings, and this is actually his gospel. And those who give, I will be given unto you. And if you're able to give thanks to God, the outflow of the blessings that God has given you, God will give you even more. Our brother John Darby said that a person who does not know how to give thanks cannot have true joy. The magnitude of joy definitely is proportional to the magnitude of thanksgiving. A person who does not know how to give thanks will not understand true joy. If you were to grade yourself in terms of the magnitude of joy within your life, are you joyous? And if you find that there is no joy in your life, ask yourself, am I lacking in the area of giving thanks? I want to remind one sister that we as Christians, when we talk about Thanksgiving and the world of view of contentment, is that different? Is it different? Everybody reads this different way. How is it different? The message of satisfaction is different. The source is different. What else is different? And we're not just being thankful because I'm content in this environment, I'm thankful that I have this stuff. But our thanksgiving is towards someone. And a person who doesn't know how to give thanks cannot have true joy. And the magnitude of joy is proportional to the magnitude of thanksgiving. There was a gentleman who is the owner of a bakery shop. And in the little town that he was in, there was a huge fan that struck the place. In this town, he found 10 children from the poorest families of that town. So they told the silver bones of the tenants. He made 10 loaves of bread and gave one to each of them. These children have been starving for so long, they saw they gave up and they just grabbed it. And they grabbed it, they ate it, and they left. There was one little girl. And he did not talk with anyone else. He waited at the very end and he took the smallest piece. And the very first thing that she did, she went to this gentleman, the baker, and said, thank you. The second day, the baker says to the children, come back tomorrow, I'll ask some more for you. The second day, and the Thanksgiving team came to the they bust there, and they grab what they can, and they ate. This little girl, what she had on that second day was a smaller piece of the one before. house, and she thanked the bakers to the home and shared with her mom. That was such a good sister, and she said, "Thank you, and this is so fun." She didn't just eat it herself, but she thanked the bakers. She went back and shared with mom. Right before they were going to break this bread and share with her mom, so they took the apples and made supposed to be empty. And when they cut open this loaf of bread, they discovered a lot of gold coin. Only you knew how to come back and say thank you to me. Otherwise, you're going to be pleased. You can thank you to me. You can see me and the baker said, "I wish that you would carry this character within you to always love her." This is the modern day story. Only you see it many places in the report. Just see this as a testimony from something else. But these things happened in the scriptures long ago. Luke 17, Jesus was going through the city of Samaria. There were 10 lepers that came to Jesus and said, "Jesus, would you please heal us?" Jesus went to find the city of Samaria. And so Jesus says, "Go present your bodies to the priests."
He was amazed.
These 10 people, they were healed, miraculously healed, on their way to the priest.
So this is
the fact that these 10 men, tremendous faith.
And
this second level of faith is to understand that God may be glorified and
God will delight in the fact that I give thanks to Him. 第一层的信心，当神的恩典影响了我们。
But this first way of faith, we are impacted at first by.
第二层的信心，当我的感恩影响神。
But the second level of faith, my thanksgiving has impacted God.
叫神喜乐。
That He may take the mark.
叫神得荣耀。
That He may be glorified.
叫神为我们赐下更多的祝福。
He may give Him greater blessings.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个更高的信心。
Brothers and sisters, the power of faith.
不仅仅信心叫我们知道人生受神的影响。
Not only to know that we are influenced or blessed by God.
第二层更高的信心是我们可以来影响神。
Secondly, we may influence, we may bless Him.
所以今天我们要来看一件非常重要的一个原则。
I want to come and look at a very important principle.
在旷开书里面。
In the book of Haggai.
弟兄姊妹，在旷开书里面，我们知道以色列回来的时候，他们第一件事情从就是。
And the nation of Israel, when they returned back to their land, the very first thing that they did is that they rebuilt the temple.
他们西元前536年从巴比伦回来。About
530 years, 566 BC, they returned to the land of Israel from Babylon. As soon as they came back, they restored the altar. And the next thing that they wanted to do was to rebuild the temple. And just as they laid all the foundation of the temple
complete,
all the enemies around them came against them,
to
threaten them. And then all of a sudden the word came to a halt. And stopped for 15 years. So all the people said that this is not the time to rebuild because our enemies are too big. They all began to plant their own fields, they all went to build their own cows and to enjoy their own lives. And then the Lord sent Haggai to go and rebuke them. The Lord said that you eat and you are not satisfied. You drink and you are not fit. You clothe yourself but you are not warm. You go and earn wages, but your wages are put into a bag with gold. Everything that you earn, you put into a bag, you lose
it.
And you want to gain more, but yet you gain less. And you say, I want, and you gather, and God said, I'm blowing them all away. You understand that our attitude and our mindset, the very first thing that is influencing us, we ourselves. And we made ourselves in such a way that we cannot be blessed. It is not that God is unwilling to bless us. It's not that God is not delighted blessing us. And our focus is turned to, I want this, I want that. And then God determines not to bless
you.
And then the Stephen wants to be a sinner. As I want to, therefore the heavens above. Our body will hold the dew, and the earth will hold its fruit.
我命更善，连到地主、山冈、五谷、牲畜和牛，并地上的蔬菜、人民、牲畜，以及人兽，一切道路都来。
While all works round on the land and on the mountains, on the grains and the new wine and the oil, on whatever the ground brings forth on man and on livestock, it was all the labor of your hands. Our attitude, our mindset, not only influence our capacity to be blessed. How we live and our attitude influence everyone around us. You see the heavens with fullness dew and the earth with fullness fruit. We have the potential of influencing and stopping the rain and the produce of the land.
然后第八节，神说你们要三三寻物料，建造圣殿，我就因此喜乐，显得荣耀。
But verse 8, you see that the Lord says, go off the mountain and bring wood and build a temple that I may take pleasure in and be glorified. God can be glorified in full spot. We cannot despise ourselves. How we live in our attitude every single day.
我们怎么做决定? 我们选择什么?
The decisions that we make influences our lives and everyone around us. Ourselves, the people around us, heaven and earth, and even God. This is something very important for all of us to understand. And it's coming to you too. From this day that you stand to the day where the foundation is complete, no matter how long it has been, 15 years, the Lord says, ponder and think back these 15 years. Why is it that your lives are no longer blessed? Why is it that you hope for this and you long for that and you do not attain? Because God is determined not to bless you.
Because the only mention of the
The people of God are so dumb that in the 15 years they stop receiving the blessings of God and they have no feeling for
them.
Because they come to a halt to the will of God. Because when we were in China and we were in the training sessions, this word halted was. We continually repeated in my message because the Lord put this word in my heart.
Okay, yeah, I look out to people.
And I saw many tears.
As I was sharing,
I was showing tears. I saw many people continue their lives. They continue to serve. But spiritually, they stopped. On the will of God, on the buildings of God, you have to.
神就故意不祝福我们，让天不降甘露，地不出秋蚕。我们没有感觉，我们吃多了，吃不饱，还要喝足，喝不足。我们发现我们的房子破旧的肮脏，受到嚣张，彻底碎掉。我们穿衣服涂，但是我们失去了基督徒该有的喜乐。
And we discovered that we have the name of Christians, but we lost the joy of being a Christian. We know we have a new life, but we cannot live out the abundance of the Spirit. And the people of God are so slow to understand that for 15 years, they were shut out from the blessings of God.
And we don't know.
God says, remember. Remember time past, it was not so. Brother Watchman, we had a message in time past, so I asked him to bring it to me.
So the young ones said it to me.
Look unto the blessings of God.
我们都很清楚，我们最多五米而已。
And we are all very poor, very poor. Very most of these habits are those
two-fifths.
It is only sufficient to satisfy the stomach of a one-old child.
福音呢，与一定的圣餐吃饱，这叫做没有神的祝福，因为它本身就是天父的一个。
John knows that two fish is full of a blessing that is not a sin from God. That's why just one.
他能够给五千个大男人、包括富人，还有一万多人吃饱，而且剩下，这叫做有神的祝福。
But to feed 5,000 men, not including women and children, with things that be made, this is called the blessings of God.
地上的人一分耕耘一分收获，那是没有祝福。
But people who labor and they earn what they labor is something that does not come with a blessing.
我们一分耕耘千倍收获，这叫做祝福。
And when we sow, we receive a thousandfold in return, that is called a blessing.
那是所有侍奉主的人都学会感恩神的祝福。
Every person that serves God needs to look to this blessing.
它是有三种。
There are three types of people.
第一种人是神赐福的。
And the first type of people are those who God bless.
他是有一份赐福，不到百分之的。
He has a portion, but God blesses him 100,000 times.
只有五饼二鱼，神可以吃得饱。
He has 5 loaves and 2 fish, but God through him can bless thousands.
第二种人是没有赐福的。
The second type are those who have no blessing.
就是一分耕耘一分收获。
You get what you put in.
第三种，
the third type,
就是劝我们要避免啊，千万不要成为这种。
Our brother admonishes not to be this type.
就是神赐予不祝福的。
God determined not to bless him.
绝对不祝福。
God said absolutely I will not bless you.
他们受到家里面十五毛钱税。
No matter what you gather in, God blows it away.
你赚的多少钱放在口袋里面全部扔掉。
No matter how much you earn, you put in your pocket, they are all lost.
你可以吃吃不饱，吃喝喝不足。
You eat, you're not satisfied. You drink, you thirst, not quite.
你连天天都不快乐。
Every single day, you find no joy.
我们欢乐欢乐的每一天都是满足。
You try this, you try that, you're not satisfied.
所以怎么样？我们要在努力去吃苦。
Brothers, wake up.
我们到底在追寻什么？
What are we pursuing?
到底我们生活的中心是什么？
What is the focus of our lives?
到底我们在忙碌的时候有没有真正的享受感
恩？ When we receive blessings from God, are we thankful for them?
那你会发现，当刚开始大家要说劝你的话的时候，
When Zechariah rose up to speak to the people,
说你们上山寻木料，建造圣殿。
The Lord said, when you rise and go to the mountain and you see timber to build this temple, come and satisfy me first. Come and live according to my will first. And you discover when they all rose up. Everybody go home and read Ezra chapter 5 and chapter 6. They get up to rebuild.
从第一页发生起来，恐吓他们，威胁他们。
You discover the enemy that is at the sea, they came and they wanted to target them.
然后马上写密诏送到皇帝那边去，大力物王，波斯国王那里去。
And they immediately the enemy wrote a charge against them to the king of Darius.
叫王下令阻止他们。
And the king Darius would come with a command to stop what they were doing.
哪里想到王下面的王，对不对？
And they discovered there was a king above them.
我们的神是万神之神，万王之王。
Our God is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
大力物王去一查，于是古列王下的命令。
King Darius read and studied in the Chronicles and discovered something that was written.
他就马上下了一个所有某些的命令。
He immediately gave the decree.
不准任何人拦阻他们的工程。
He says, no one hinders the work.
他们所有需要建造的材料全部给他们。
All the materials that they need, you guys provide.
连这些七十献祭要用的牛羊盐酒也是。所有东西都要给他们。
The livestock, the spices that the priest needs to sacrifice, you guys provide for them.
那真的有谁敢拦阻这个工程？把他家的这个大山拆下来，把你挂在上面。
Anyone who hinders the work, let the timber be removed from your house, and you be hung from it.
让你的家是空地，
and then your house would be a heap of rubbish.
那工程一直开始恢复，然后断掉这四年的。
And immediately the work commenced, and within 4 years the timber was built.
因此，每天中午我们看见的对比。
But this is a two huge contrast.
到底我们是为自己活，整个生活绕着自己的家，自己的孩子，还是我们在？
Are we living for ourselves? Are we living for our own needs? Or are we man mindful of God?
当我们懂得感恩
，when we are thankful,
然后弟兄姊妹，当我们愿意在主面前感
恩 ，when we're willing to come and love Jesus,
当我们真的在主的面前把感谢献之献给神的时候，你会发现我们要蒙恩。
When we're willing to give thanks and as an offering to God, we're going to be great in that.
不是你脱离那种不被神祝福，而是被神定义和祝福的心。
Not only are we separated from this position of God determined not to bless us,
but we're
going to be a people that God has blessed.
感恩的力量决定了我们蒙恩的主。
Our capacity of thanksgiving determines our capacity to
give. 我们上帝的感恩是这。
Our magnitude of joy is directly proportional to our magnitude of
sin. 信心通行到哪里，哪里就有喜乐。
Wherever the will of God goes, there is joy of the Lord.
哪里就有平安，就有最深的满足。
And there is peace at the deepest of satisfaction.
所以我们在这里讲到感恩生活实际上的操练。
When we talk about the practical exercises of giving thanks each day,
其实讲来讲去都是这些。
Normally, what we talk about is the concept of these things.
但是关键是在于我们有没有真正的去活它。
But what it comes down to is are you willing to live it out?
执行感恩
to be vigilant and thanksgiving.
要去死
and everything
要去死
and all the time.
但是要非常的真实的向我们感恩的对象来表达是。
Anytime you need it and be sincere in your defense.
换句话说，我们不能够把任何的恩典 take it for granted. 任何意思上。
And in other words, don't take anything for granted.
必须是。
Be thankful.
这个有一个年轻的女孩，有一天跟她妈妈吵架了。
A young lady was arguing with her mom one day.
这个很生气的时候，很气的就要离开，就走出去。
She got very emotional. She said, "I'm running away from home." And the mom said, "You step out of that door, don't come back." That young lady stepped out and saw wandering in the streets, and the day was particularly cold, and it got to night, and she was just by herself
hungry.
And she came to a little house. And she smells the fragrance of the food coming out of the restaurant inside of there. And she stood there, she just gazed.
Woman of the stairs, the little bit of the restaurant, just a little shoe.
Or is this a street thing? I don't
know. And
the elderly lady who owns this man says, "A little girl, you're hungry?
Yeah, I'll give you some water.
You want me to make some wonton soup for you?" She said, but I have no money. I said, "Maybe I should have just taken some water for you." So the lady said, "It's okay, so please sit down, I'll make some." And this elderly lady made a wonderful soup for her. She was so thankful. She said, "Grandma, you don't know me, but why would you make this for me?" And so the grandma asked, "What are you doing out here? Why don't you go home?" And the
two persons
said, "Well, my mind is on you." She sighed and she said, "I love you. You don't know me and you cook for me."
My
mom won't let me go home.
Yes, I'm not thinking about my
And the elderly grandma smiled at her and said, "I made this one bowl of soup for you and you're thankful. Your mom cooked for you for a decade. Have you thanked her?" The amount of time when people lavish their grace in small amounts was so thankful. For those who've been gracious to us every single day, we take it for granted. So a teacher asks, is the sun more important or the moon more important? The dark is not, we have the moon to give us light. In the middle of the day, why do we need the sun? It's so bright outside. So we marvel and we're very taken when we have people who bless us, not out of blue, but people who bless us occasionally all the time. We don't
have
anytime immediately and sincerely. because we really don't know how to get along.
所以在华盛顿 D.C. 有一个邮局，有一个办公室，上面是有那种，就是那种，是一个很大，是一个现代化办公室。
There's a post office in Washington D.C. A particular location that we see these dead letters. The letters are written to San Juan, to God, and just to get these people letters that have no access to the delivery.
他们那个特殊的区别，这个圣经里面的例子说，他说他每一年圣诞节就收到新圣诞节的圣诞老公公的信。And
when it comes to Christmas, this elderly lady says that she receives, you know, tons and tons of letters every year.
因为每一年圣诞节，他们拆开来看，就是说有多少个。And
because, you know, the letter has no address, so they open the letters and they read, you know, every kid wants this and they want that.
他说每一年圣诞节过了以后，他平均大概只收到一封信，是那个。After
Thanksgiving, she usually receives about just one letter that thanks the Santa Claus for
giving.那边有恩典的信，但是感激的信，但是回来谢谢的只有一封。Tons
and tons of letters asking for stuff, but I get only one letter that says thank
you.就宗教的人不懂得感恩。But
this old creation don't know how to give
thanks.但是我们要学到。Once
we need to know how to
give. 这个章告诉我们要怀谢谢，这是一个习惯，这是一个态度，这是一个。This
is a hard attitude that needs to be cultivated.
那我们这个人如果刻意去培养的话，你就发现我们很容易被埋怨。But
this habit needs to be cultivated. You discover that we don't cultivate it, we very easily replace it with complaints.
于是呢，我在讲这个埃及上升的事的时候，所以上面提到这个什么事，上面是不是说through the song of？大概是不是叫啊十字架cross communication，还有一个忘了什么，还是那个习惯？那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯，那个习惯
就是给他去当亲戚，然后抱怨。
You compare and compete and you complain。
好像你看圣经里面，我们这个都是很熟的故事。刚才第二十章，所以说那个比喻说有一个园主到葡萄园去。
And Matthew chapter 20, the Lord gave a story and said that the laborers that came to a vineyard.
一到新找有人行，在人家身上找不到工人来做事。
The owner of the vineyard saw people standing outside without work.
他找人来做活。九点钟去，发现还有人行在工中，很多人九点钟还没出现。
Then 9 o'clock, the owner saw those standing outside, but some of them even emerged at 9 o'clock.
还有其他人就是做工，加到一天一成银子。
And he says to everyone, okay, go come and work for me, you'll get a talent of silver at the end of the day.
就中午十二点、下午三点，这两都发现有人在做事，在都加到一天一成银子，都就是说
啊 ，4 o'clock, the evening.Afternoon, the master discovered there's still people outside, so he invited them in and sat in. They were
going to go to the school. At 5 o'clock,
he still found those people standing outside. He said, go in and labor and work, and I'll give you
So
at the conclusion of the day, the master began to hand out the wages. Those who came in at 5, he gave a talent of silver.
So, 3 o'clock, 更多，早上九点的不新鲜来的，一天这个我会得更多。
Those who came at noon, 12 and 9 early in the morning, they figure, we're going to get more.
没想到每一个人都一样。
And not that discovered that when they came to the master gave the same point.
因此你就发现他们有一个这个负面人成功的开始。
And you begin to discover that everybody who's receiving the wages afterwards begin to complain.
当你一直跟别人比较，
when they begin to compare with other people,
你就不怎么样。
You don't know how to get things.
I'm just saying that you
know. When you fast, you know nothing.
So you're not going to post it.
Everything that comes to you is good.
So you can barely get what you see.
And when you compare with what others have,
all you got is to see.
A part of Thanksgiving is gone.
Don't say, Jesus, justice will be you. Well, now it's not so very simple.
When Jesus gave these parables, we need to understand this is our very nature. There's a right way and a wrong way. Comparison is always brings us
the complaint.
A positive comparison always brings the
thanksgiving.
See this phrase written
话，有一个从不会的方面去买鞋子穿，一直埋怨，直到有一天他遇见了一个没有方式的人。
A beggar complained every single day about the man no money to buy shoes until the day that he met a man that had no feet。
为什么你是十分没有两只脚，还是十分没有这个有两只脚的意思？
Would you rather be the man without feet or the man who has feet but no shoes？
因此呢，当我们在主的面前，那么这是跟刚才说的炎火，跟这个真的是跟神的约定在心底，我们就会。
And when we begin to look and compare against that eternal burning fire versus the eternal heaven that we've been granted, we'll no longer
compare.
The second thing, we look at all things through the eyes of
Jesus.
Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for the good of those who love him.
而且保罗在腓立比书第四章也告诉我们，他跟主的关系就是。
In Philippians chapter 4, Paul says that his attitude and his relationship is like that.
他在主的面前，他已经无论是逆境方面的感情。
And he says, I learned to be content of all things.
不管是悲情是富足，是饱足是饥饿。
Whether in hunger, whether in poverty,
是富余或缺乏，他都得了秘诀。
Lacking or I don't have enough, I know the secret.
这一方面我们知道神不会错。
We know on the one hand that God will never be wrong.
另外一方面我们又是对人的说有主歌。
But at the same time, we can say, God, Jesus is enough.
直到我们透过神来看见事
实。When we look at all things in our lives through God,
我们里面就不会埋怨。
Then we will no longer complain.
我们知道神是神给我们更好。
And we know that God is going to give us what's even better.
那最后当我们实在连这样子的信心都没有的时
候， And we still want these things.
因为环境可能太难了
，and perhaps the circumstance is just too hard.
啊，因为我们在来世太长时间
，perhaps we've been in trials for too long.
来电视院这个时候，一个最宝贵的词
，but this is the most precious sacrifice.
就是在信心里面的事情。
That means faith you offer the sacrifice.
这个是很多人都会有这样子的经历。
I don't think everyone right now such the same
circumstance.
But not everyone is going through trials like
James. And
not everyone has the trials
like James.
But when they were in those trials by faith,
then
in the night is
dancing.
The song of the deep of night is the most
beautiful.
So Brother Kimmel Morgan is one song. When we find that there isn't enough grace,
we need to have the peace,
that we need to have the satisfaction.
We need to
treat it as something that is very, something very
exciting.
That I may experience new grace that I have not experienced before.
因为神说我的恩典怎么样？
Because God says,
my grace is 够你用的。
It's more than sufficient for you.
信的心
now
不是从前曾经给我们恩典，
not that in time past I've given you grace，
不是将来要给我们
的 grace that I will give you。
神的恩典是每一个现在都给我们。
But every present God's grace is
现在我们恩典不够用的时候，我们
So when we don't have enough grace, we feel that.
So you just get all the pressure.
If the enemy wants us to complain,
then we should go back to
God. God, why do you allow me to fall in the
circumstance? I told you to tell them,
and the enemy causes a heart, an evil heart of unbelief, and we will say, oh, I can't go any further.
That's the key to the
But that's the thing.
就在我们感受到恩典不够的时候，我们里面有个深深的不满足、不甘心。
When we discover that there is insufficient grace, there's a dissatisfaction in our hearts.
所以我们要很兴奋，是为了来的一个机会，让我可以得到神的恩典，得到
不了。And we ought to even be excited and say, I have an opportunity to receive grace that I've never received before.
因为他说够用，就是够用。
Because he said it's sufficient, then it's got to be sufficient.
我今天不够，虽然是个事实，可是我要得到。
My spirit is telling me I don't have enough grace, but I am going to get it right now. Because he promised. So let's learn this together. This kind of faith allowed Paul Silas to sing in the middle of the dungeon. And this kind of faith allowed Daniel to be Joseph every day, even knowing that he's going to be thrown into the lion's den.
We'll sing this one together.
Verse 1 and 4.
Let's dance now.
What are the three experiences or people or things that you would say, I've got to have it again? Everything I can lose, but these three things I cannot lose. Perhaps all of us are going to say, I want to believe in Jesus. And maybe a healthy heart and attitude, body. I don't know what the third one would be. But these three things, these five things that we need to be really got to have, are we thankful for them? Have we ever walked toward Jesus and said, thank you? I'm going to ask everybody at the conclusion of the service, find at least three people to say thank you for what you just did. I thank you that you humble yourself and you come back with the Holy Spirit to call on me. That I may possess the strength of the life that I have not lived before. I thank you for being the shepherd for all my days. That with the purity of your heart, you came to be a shepherd. I pray that you will receive more and more of us who will live by faith. That our eyes will not stay on those things that we have not obtained. But based on what we have, we are already rich. And it's more than sufficient for us to be thankful for the rest of our lives. We have you, we have everything.
Lord, we thank you for being able to teach you that I'm being able to make all the
Lord, help us to positively and actively cultivate this
good habit. Lord, with those who have done in the seas, with that seed of loss,
so that with a thankful heart, we would say things best, say thankful words, and do thankful things.
Lord, not let me help deliver in this end, and with my seas, and with your home.
That our relationship with you and everyone around us would be more and more blessed. That we may be a channel of blessing for you.
在这个感恩的年日，我们为我们个人的父母，我们的家庭，我们所喜爱的每一位，我们都深深感谢。
This season of Thanksgiving, we want to come and give you thanks on behalf of our parents, our children, our family members.
就是说我们分心的，我们也缺少了在祷告中为他们去做。
Many times we fall short in praying and giving thanks for our blessings for each and every one of
us.
And we neglect giving thanks to those who are immediately around us. Lord, come and move us with your love. That we are not only people who know your grace, but we will give thanks.
We thank you.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.